Deep in the stack of new legislation that took effect in California last week was AB 2609, a bill that amends the rules governing the state's Fish and Game Commission. All five members of that commission are appointed by the governor, subject to the endorsement of the state Senate's Rules Committee. AB 2609 asks, but does not require, the committee to apply more rigorous criteria to the Fish and Game Commission nominees. Among those considerations are diversity of background, familiarity with wildlife and natural resources management, experience in public policy decision-making, and understanding of, quote, the basic science underpinning the management of living natural resources. Marilyn Jasper, chair of the Public Interest Coalition, a governmental watchdog group in El Dorado County, is all for it.
Let's have a little more diversity on that commission. Is there a requirement that to be a commissioner, you must be hunting and fishing on a regular basis? What about having an environmentalist serve who doesn't hunt or fish?
Eric Mills, coordinator of the East Bay advocacy group Action for Animals, says if these new standards are actually applied, it would be a dramatic change.
In 140 years, all the commissioners, without exception, have been either hunters or fishermen or both. There's nobody there representing the public. I would love to see a wildlife biologist, maybe a former warden, somebody who is a non-consumptive user. It's just got to change.
The first test of the new, more specialized qualifications will come on Wednesday with a confirmation vote on the reappointment of current commission president Jim Kellogg. A resident of Discovery Bay, near Antioch, he's a well-connected former union official and an avid hunter. First named to the panel in 2002, Kellogg faced some concerted opposition when he was last up for reappointment in 2006. Now he has come, by default, a litmus test for the new law. In Marilyn Jasper's view, he doesn't pass.
I don't think his views on the Fish and Game Commission reflect the concerns and views of the vast majority of Californians. He is catering to this tiny, less than 1% of consumptive users, also known as hunters or anglers. I don't think his decisions are always made for what's best for the habitat or the species. It's best for the consumptive user.
Eric Mills contends that Kellogg falls short in terms of his grasp of the applicable science as well.
He declared striped bass to be a native California species. Absolutely false. He said that lead ammunition spent shot in the environment is not a problem for condors or other wildlife. Not true. He voted for the use of the electronic duck decoys called Robo Ducks, highly unethical, which most hunters don't like.
But Mills reluctantly acknowledges that Kellogg's reappointment may already be, as he puts it, a done deal. He has a theory as to why.
I think he's being reappointed strictly for financial reasons. 2 years ago, he gave Governor Brown $100,000, $500,000 to the State Democratic Party, $1.023 million to the Gray Davis recall campaign.
The unwritten code of capital insiders, he fears, may trump the weak, discretionary language in the new law. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.